Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you towards retirement and into retirement and through retirement since 2003. So we all have questions, right? Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last? Really, the biggest question is, will I or will we be okay if we retire? Are we going to be okay? That's what we really want to know. The team at Johnson Brunetti is here to help if they can. They don't know if they can help you until you reach out. You can certainly learn more about the team at johnsonbrunetti.com. Johnson Brunetti, B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, johnsonbrunetti.com. And of course, you can always give them a call. There's no cost. There's no obligation to chat with the team. They're here to help if they can. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. 32. I'm Mark Elliott. As always, I'd like to welcome to the program Eric Hogarth. Eric is a partner at Johnson Brunetti. Eric, you've been doing this for a long time, and we're going to talk about some of the issues going on. I don't know if all this pertains. I mean, I'm 63. You would think I would care about this, but I don't know if I should care. Eric, that's your job today. Eric Hogarth is going to tell me, do I care about Moody downgrading credit ratings for small to mid-sized banks? The U.S. credit rating used to be AAA for decades, and back in 2011, they lost that AAA rating, U.S. did. Now they've lost it again to AA+. Plus, so it went from outstanding to excellent credit. Eric Hogarth, do I care?
You care about what your plan is. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Doing well.
You know, what it is, and you hit it on the head there, is, well, what should you be listening to? Because there's so much all day, every day. You wake up and your phone's going off and you're getting updates about this and that. And are the banks failing? Do I have to pull my money out of a bank? And you don't have to do that, but you do have to make sure that you have a plan. And most people approaching retirement don't, right? Because you're goal during all those working years is, well, pay my bills, save money, you know, maybe you're raising kids, you're doing this, you're doing that, and hopefully I get to a place where retirement might happen for me. But now, let's say you have a 63-year-old person, it's, you know, I can't be concerned about absolutely everything. So what do I need to focus on? What am I supposed to do? And the subject of the banks, you know, from our perspective, everyone's perspective as Americans, well, those are the strongest institutions. And what does it mean for you? Are you earning money on the money that you have in a bank, right? If you're thinking of moving in retirement, and well, the answers to the questions of how am I going to do that? Well, am I going to take out a loan? Am I not going to take out a loan? That impacts all that stuff and what your next step is. So it starts with just getting an idea of where are you, what have you done, and what's the next step in putting together a plan?
You know, and certainly I don't think anybody really wants to have a negative outlook on the future. You know, but you think about it, because when you sit down with clients, and you've been doing so since, what, you joined the team back in 2006, became the senior partner in 2011 with Johnson Brunetti. So you've sat down with a lot of people over the years, and I think a lot of times the message is, well, you know what, we always hope for the best, but we need to plan for the worst, just in case, right? I mean, if you're sitting down with a married couple, you better talk about what happens if they lose a spouse, a husband or wife. Right. I mean, there's always some implications in there, but we'd love for everything to go smoothly. But we all have lived lives and we know that not everything's going to go smoothly. Right. I mean, you'd love to hope for the best and hope that's how it turns out. But we need to plan for the worst a little bit.
Yeah. And it's not always the worst. You have to plan for change. You know, you could be the person that says, you know, I'm going to live in this house. I mean, I have people say things like that. You know, I'm getting carried out of this house when I leave, you know, feet first. But you might decide you want to move. Right. The same person that says, I don't understand how everyone can move to Florida. It's just so humid. And 6 months later, guess where they're moving? You don't know. You know, so, yeah, it's something that you say if you experience a spouse dying, the reality is you will experience that or they'll experience it with you. And when we talk about your life, it's the rest of your life. And we don't know how long that's going to be. So it's a balance of these things because you do want to live life for today because tomorrow is not guaranteed, not to get philosophical on it. At the same time, you know, I hope tomorrow happens. And if you have no money, you probably don't want to ask your kids if you can move in with them. So it's, you know, that balancing of making sure you're in a good place today, but also being mindful of the future. Because it's great that there's been all these advances in healthcare and people are living longer. And people aren't sitting there wondering, can I retire and stay retired for a year? Most people who think they can retire, you know, they're pretty sure they can do it for a year. What about 5, 10, 15, 20 years? What about that? You know, getting back to the bank stuff, you need to make sure that you've got some of your money growing because you are going to need it. And you can't just say, well, when I'm older, I'm not going to travel anymore. Because when you're older, everything is going to cost more money. So, you know, are you thinking about a plan from that perspective as well? And that's the reason, you know, when we're always talking about coming in and having that conversation and having that review, You just have to call us. You know, our number is 1-800-705-1232. It's a free consultation. It's the free Money Map Retirement Review. And that's what it starts with, is tell us about what you've done, what you're hoping. And then we come with the feedback of, this is what it looks like to us. And we have been doing it a long time. And everyone's situation is unique. And that conversation is so important to have specific to you, because it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. It's your money. It's your life. And are you doing what you want to be doing? And if there's steps you can take to improve that, let's do that and stop talking about it and start doing it.
So as Eric said, the number 800-705-1232 if you'd like that Money Map Retirement Review from the team at Johnston Brunetti. Glad you're with us today for Money Wisdom with Eric Hogarth. I'm Mark Elliott. You know, one of the cool things I think that you do, you and your entire team at Johnston Brunetti, is really sit down with people and listen first. You're not trying to sell them an insurance tool or an investment tool because you don't know anything about them. And so to me, a lot of times when we hear 2008, for example, boy, your 401k is a 201k. I'm never going to be able to retire was kind of the sentiment. Then you fast forward to 2020, COVID hits, and now people are like, I don't know how much time I left. I'm going to retire early. And then a lot of those people are now back to work, but they never really had a plan. To me, that Money Map Retirement Review that you put together for your clients eases some of that, those stories like the bank or our credit ratings for our country and all of that. It's about our plan. And if something happens, you've already discussed a lot of that with them. There's not panic. I think the planning that you do eases some of that stress from outside sources. Do you buy that?
100%. You know, that's when we end up getting asked to do a special radio segment or TV, and something drastic has happened. You know, the March of 2020 or 2008, those were all moments that we got calls and said, hey, can you come and talk about this real quick and just tell people what they're supposed to do? And it's always don't panic. Don't make drastic changes. And if you are the person that experiences that big life-changing event, someone gets real sick, someone dies, and what am I supposed to do? You call someone, but beyond that, nothing, right? Take stock of where you are, because that's when a lot of mistakes get made. You know, and the reality of, you know, these things that we hear, that history repeats itself, and Warren Buffett that says it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. Like, that stuff's true. But you've never been 65, about to never earn money ever again. And what you have is what you are going to have for the rest of your life. We talk about this all the time, is that, of course, you want to grow that money. But do you need to grow that money? You know, because a lot of mistakes get made when people start taking too much risk, or risks they don't even need because they don't know. There's always new things happening. There's always, you want to be mindful of what's going on in the world and what's going on in the news. But is your plan still appropriate for you is the most important thing. Does it make sense for you? Because why'd you save money in the first place to live how you want to live? Part of that is being able to sleep at night. You did not save this money and, you know, work this hard your whole life to spend your retirement afraid to live, afraid to spend money. So if you feel that way, call us, because I don't want you to feel that way.
Exactly. Eric and the team at Johnston Brunetti here to help. 800-705-1232. And, you know, you bring up an interesting point, I think, that I don't know finances very well. And I was always in the sports world. So you want to talk sports? I can do that. You want to talk finances? I'm like, I don't really know. And it's kind of a challenge. And I think a lot of it is our background, right? I mean, if my grandparents were born around 1900, my parents in the mid-1930s, so they had a little different outlook on money because they'd gone, my grandparents especially, because they, you know, getting ready to start a family during the Great Depression. That was a challenge. So they were real conservative with money. Baby boomers today are a little bit more spenders, it seems to me, to a degree. So when you're thinking about, well, I need to grow my money, I don't think I have enough, I better keep really going at it hard. And then you go sit down with them and if they had a 3 or 4% return every year with what they've done, because they've done such a great job saving, they're going to be fine. You're like, why are you shooting for 15-20% return? And you could lose half your money. I mean, it really comes down to that safety versus risk, doesn't it?
Right. And everyone's number is different, right? We work hard to keep things simple, and financial planning, you know, life, it's not simple, but people fall into two categories. This is it. You have enough money to retire. You don't. That's it. You're one or the other. You know, people have always asked that question. Well, you know, do I need $1 million to retire? Maybe. Some people do. Some people couldn't spend that if they had 100 years. You need to figure out how much you need to retire. And are you being realistic about what that money is going to do? And we can tell you what that is, right? And that has to account for change as well. You know, some people have enough, some people don't. But if you have enough money and you know that, would that impact your willingness to risk losing that money? Again, we all want more money, right? We all, you know, want to grow money. But do you need more money? You know, it's a good conversation to have, myself included. Most people don't know how much money they spend in a year, and honestly, I don't really want to know. But you get closer to retirement, and you've got to have that budget conversation. People say things like, well, you know, when I'm retired, I'm not going to go out to eat as much. I'm not going to travel as much. Don't talk like that. You're probably going to do more of that stuff, and you should. But are you being realistic about those things and how much that's going to be? And you probably aren't going to do that for 20 years in a row, but, you know, retirement changes. You know, your plan will change as well. But it starts first just getting a clear idea of this is where you are. And are these different parts, these different buckets of money you've saved up, are they working together or they're not?
So when is a good time to come in and sit down with the team at Johnson Brunetti? Is it, you know, a week out, a week after I retired? Is it 5 years out, 10 years out, 5 years after I retire? I don't think it's working right. I think I need some help. And that's certainly, you do help people after they've retired. It's not like you have to be a, you know, 55 and you're going to retire at 65. But when is the right time? And for some, it would be a second opinion. But for a lot of folks, I think it would be a first opinion, actually sitting down with a retirement planning firm like Johnson Brunetti. When do you think is the right time? And everybody's situation is unique. I understand that. But is there a general timeline to get this process started?
You're never too young to have a plan. You definitely want to do it by 55. You know, because people say, well, you know, I'm 55, I'm not going to retire till 60. Do I really have to do it yet? Yes. You know, because you don't know. Most people are probably using a 401k to save money in. But a lot of people come and say, well, I haven't really changed it in 30 years. And maybe that's worked out great, but it's worked out great because you've always saved into it and you've never taken any money out of it. And both those things are about to change. So, you know, make sure that, you know, you're working hard to save money. Make sure, cliched line, that money's working hard for you. At the same time, young folks, you know, we talk to our clients' kids, bluntly, notoriously get lousy financial advice. Well, I've got $10,000. How much of that should be in cryptocurrency? What? You know, like, what about life insurance? Do you have little kids? You know, do you have adequate property and casualty insurance? You have to build the foundation of the house before you start putting a balcony on the back of it. Nailed that one. And but you know what I mean? It's when you're building something, you have to make sure that every step is the right step. And it's an ongoing process. Same thing, like from an estate planning perspective, don't just toss it away that, well, trusts are just for rich people. You know, do you have a family? Do you have anything that you saved? I'm a firm believer everyone should have a will, and I'm not an attorney. You know, and people ask the question, well, can I just do it on LegalZoom for free? I suppose you could, you know, or you could pay someone who went to law school to do it for you. And that's what I would vote for. Some of these conversations aren't fun, but they're real necessary. And I've seen firsthand, you know, I've been in those meetings, I've had those conversations with people who have died without wills, when people took a pension and there was no survivorship on it, when there wasn't enough life insurance. I've talked to all those people after. You got to make sure that your plan makes sense for you. But you don't want to find out after the fact, and maybe it's like a Roth conversion, that's after all this dire, morbid stuff, that, I didn't know, right? Because none of us know what we don't know. And that's why you go talk to an expert on it. And they might not be a great fit for you, which is why you talk to different people, get different perspectives, because you don't have to do it on your own. You don't have to make it more difficult. And it shouldn't be assumed that everyone knows how to do this. You know, if I had a toothache, I'm not Googling how to do my dental surgery in a mirror. You go talk to someone if that's what they do all day, every day, because they're going to help you more.
So to chat with the team at Johnson Brunetti, again, all you have to do is pick up the phone. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure whatsoever. The team is here to help. Maybe you need $1 million. Maybe $1 million is not near enough. Maybe it's way too much, right? Everybody's situation is unique. And that's how Eric and the team will look at it. How can they help you have more confidence and clarity into your picture of retirement? 800-705-1232 is the number. Again, this is perfectly complimentary. There's no cost to you. 800-705-1232. Great time to call them right now. 800-705-1232. More of Money Wisdom powered by Johnson Brunetti. When we come back, Jake Dozer joins us next. Back with more after this.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnston Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. Of course, again, if you want to learn more about the team at Johnston Brunetti, you can always go to the website, Johnston Brunetti. Brunetti is B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, johnstonbrunetti.com. A lot of great information there on the team, on the individuals, and you hear a lot of them right here on this radio show. If you have questions, though, you're stressed a little bit. Boy, I'm coming up on retirement, or I just retired. Things aren't exactly the way I thought they would be. Call the team at Johnston Brunetti. They're here to help. This is totally complimentary. There's no cost to you. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. Jake Dozer joins us on the program again. Jake, welcome. How are things?
Mark, they're great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it. How are you?
Doing very well. And I thought this would be kind of fun because you've done some different things. You joined Johnston Brunetti in 2021, and you're not 12, so that means you've done other things before you got into the team at Johnston Brunetti. But you've had some unique experiences that I want to get to. But first, I thought it'd be kind of fun for people to hear a little bit about Jake. What is Jake Dozer's story? Give us some insight into your life to this point.
Absolutely. My story as it pertains to financial advisory services and retirement planning specifically really goes back to my upbringing. When I was 11 years old, my parents went through a divorce, and that was fueled by drug and alcohol addiction. And through that process, my grandparents took protective custody of me. And I'm so thankful for my grandparents. I was raised in Northern California in the household of a librarian and a tire retreader, an Army veteran, my grandfather. You know, they raised me, and going through that process with some folks who at the time were approaching retirement themselves, Gail and Tim, it was sometimes nights of sleeplessness for them, I found out later in life. It was times when they had to figure out, how are we going to make this work? It was times when they had to figure out, hey, we haven't had kids in the house in 10, 15 years, and now we've got a new one. This wasn't part of the plan. What I found once I was an adult and I asked my grandparents about that process financially for them, what I found is that they said, if I had not have had a plan, I don't think we would have been able to handle bringing you into the house. And I think back on how different my life would have been if my grandparents wouldn't have been able to help. And thankfully, later down the road, I was able to be reunited with my parents. And I have a great relationship with them now. But again, had my grandparents not had the foresight to say, we have to think forward, we have to think about what retirement and pre-retirement will look like and the curveballs that life can throw our way, I don't think that they would have been able to be in the position to bless me and be able to make an impact on my life. And that certainly has influenced my thought process and what I've wanted to do as a career and what I've wanted to do as far as making meaning out of our lives, or my life rather. Now, fast forward, what did I do outside of high school? I went to seminary. I went to a Bible college where I studied to be in full-time vocational ministry. And that's what I did.
Is that what led you to that? Your family life type, basically?
Absolutely.
Help people?
Yeah, you know, there was meaningful people in my life, my grandparents in particular. Another influential, massively influential person in my life was my youth pastor. And I saw the difference and change he was making in the lives of kids in our church and our youth group and our community, and the difference he made in my life. And it resonated with me, and it made me say, I want to do something where people's lives can be changed by what I do. Outside of college, I wanted to do that. And so I went into full-time vocational ministry. I became a youth pastor, an assistant pastor, and I moved from California all the way to Massachusetts. And I served in that capacity for about 3 years. And I was moved on from that capacity. God moved me on from that in a vocational setting. I tell people oftentimes that's still a very big part of my life and I'm still involved in that. But I don't get a paycheck that way anymore, if you will. And after I left that, I knew that I wanted to do something that would make an impact in people's lives. And between college and ministry, there was a stint where I actually worked in insurance. I sold home and auto insurance. I worked for a home and auto insurance company. And I remembered, and this was something that I really enjoyed, and it also was a big part of people's lives is insurance. So I looked for opportunities to be introduced to the financial services industry. And so I went into banking And I started in banking. And then slowly over time, I realized the most significant impact I could make in the banking world was in banking and investments. And then slowly I migrated into that. And then eventually I realized, man, my passion is really around planning for people's future. And that over time was what led me to Johnson Brunetti, to be able to do retirement planning focused specifically.
Yeah, and it's such a great calling, I think, because you're here to help people. You're here to ease some stress. Boy, do I have enough? Can I retire? Will my money last as long as I need it to? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? That's the planning process you walk through with your clients at Johnson Brunetti. And certainly the experience you have in the other worlds of money, which are the banking world, the insurance world, then the market world. Really, those are the three worlds of money. But you've been in the insurance world, you've been in the banking world, and I think a lot of people think all financial advisors are the same. I would say that as the insurance salesman selling the insurance that you were selling was great for the people that needed it, no question. The banking world, the service you provided there is great, but the service you do at Johnson Brunetti, to me, is much different. Can you explain?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Very different. Both financial service, or all three financial services, but very different. And even in the financial advisory world, there's much different experiences that people will find. I oftentimes liken it to the different types of relationships you can have with somebody in the financial services industry. You know, one is the broker, somebody looking to sell you a product. And I'll just start with saying that is not what clients receive when they work with Johnson Brunetti. We are all about building a plan and then being agnostic or not necessarily caring about the name of the product or services, but trying to figure out, what does your plan need? Well, let's use those tools to support the plan. Never the other way around. Never, well, let's figure out what tools work for you and then let's build a plan the other way around. That doesn't make any sense.
Plan is built not by the tools. The tools are a part of it, but it's really more their needs. And then you figure out the tools once you learn more about them.
That's exactly right. You don't hire a contractor and say, hey, do you use Milwaukee or do you use Nikita brand wrenches? No. You say, hey, is this contractor the right fit? Do they have the experience? Are they going to be able to understand my project? Are they going to carry out my vision? And then you figure out the tools that are needed to support that plan, never the other way around. And so oftentimes folks come in and might not necessarily understand the difference between somebody looking to sell a product versus somebody building a plan and using products that support that plan. And so that's a really stark difference between the insurance world versus the investment and the retirement planning world. And then also we have the difference between the banking world, in my experience, and the retirement planning world. And just to be clear, this isn't to say that they're not fabulous investment and financial services professionals in those spaces. In fact, I still have dear friends and colleagues that work in those spaces. But more often than not, and in my experience, this is what I found in the banking world, a very much of a generalist perspective. You know, I could be seeing in any given day an 18-year-old looking just to start saving for retirement or saving for college. And I could talk to a 90-year-old looking to just have a better interest rate than what the savings account is offering. Neither one of those folks are the wrong clients to serve, but they're very much a broad spectrum where the needs are very, very different. And certainly from a practical perspective, it's almost impossible to be an expert in every area of life. And so at Johnson Brunetti, we are experts. We are focused and specializing in retirement planning exclusively. Now, under that lives an umbrella of things, which you've mentioned often, which is, you know, investments and risk analysis and income planning and Medicare planning and estate planning and legacy planning and all of these things. But it certainly fits all under the umbrella of one specific focus. And that's what we do here at Johnson Brunetti.
A lot of moving parts. The team at Johnson Brunetti is here to help you fulfill your hopes and dreams for retirement. And the question is, can you do it? Can they do it? They don't know until you reach out how much or how little they can help. They don't know. But it's really about you. How can the team at Johnson Brunetti help you feel less stress and have more confidence heading into retirement, more clarity? All you have to do is pick up the phone. There's no cost. It's complimentary. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. I think it's one of the more important phone calls you make. You may or may not become a client of Johnson Brunetti, but you're going to know where you are on that road to retirement by just having a conversation with them. 800-705-1232. Jake? Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a great week. More Money Wisdom powered by Johnson Brunetti next week right here.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.